So good morning and welcome to another segment of the Inside Look. At least that's what I'm calling this new Friday morning series, because once a week we get to delve into what's really behind our exceptional products. And, you know, not only do we get to learn about the ingredients, the processes, the formulations, the certifications, but we also get to know a bit about these world-class scientists who create them for us. So I find it all fascinating, and we hope you do too. My name is Paula Ehrlich. I'm a Platinum Team Elite Executive from Miami, Florida, and I'm delighted to be back with you again this morning. Now, our goal with these calls is to give you knowledge that's going to empower and excite you so that you can go out and speak with confidence about the products. But truly, the bulk of your confidence is going to come from you using the products, experiencing the benefits, and then sharing your results with other people. I mean, that's what people really want to know about. What did the products do for you? And you learn that by using them all. So last week, we kicked off this series with a focus on the hub of our nutritional offering, our top-selling LifePak Nano product. And since it's one of our stickiest ADR products, we really wanted you to understand its benefits and what sets it apart from other products that are out there in the marketplace. So if you didn't have an opportunity to listen to last week's call, you can go to the company's website, and it's posted in two spots. One's right at the bottom of the New Skin product tab on the homepage, right under training, and the other is under the opportunity tab under distributor resources in the New Skin on demand section. And then also on the Pharmanex product tab, there's a training section at the bottom that has a very good PowerPoint on LifePak Nano. So be sure to be using these resources and check them all out. Now, we also kicked off a fabulous new product promotion from New Skin, and each week we're going to be offering some type of a product special that'll be good until Sunday night at midnight. And I'm going to be announcing this week's promotion right at the end of this call, so stay tuned. Now, since it's cold and flu season, and people seem to be sneezing and coughing everywhere we go, all around us, we decided that our focus for February would be on our immune support products. So we, you know, two things. One, we best know how to help ourselves, and then also those that we're coming in contact with as we're out doing our business. And I can't think of anyone better to help us do that than our Senior Director of Technical Communications, Mr. Glenn Chaney. Now, Glenn, I'm just checking. Are you with us?
I'm right here and happy to be here.
Good. Thank you. So let me just tell our listeners a little bit about you before I turn the mic over to you. If you all were at our recent kickoff meetings, you would have seen Glenn give a masterful presentation on the My Victory Weight Management System. He just seems to be, I call him a master of all things technical as it relates to our products, because he's got a great ability to deliver information in a way that makes it understandable to all of us without science backgrounds. And his responsibility at New Skin is to make sure that all the employees in all New Skin markets worldwide, woo, receive product and technical information and training, so that they are able to respond to all of the questions from distributors. I mean, that is a daunting responsibility, and you do it so well. I think everybody would agree that one of our most valuable assets is our ability to be able to pick up the phone and ask questions of our product support team. I know, to me, it's a great comfort to know that we don't have to know it all. There's someone right at the end of the line to help us, and especially that's important for new distributors who are coming in, might feel, you know, a little self-conscious about knowing everything. Just know there's someone at the end of the line there that can help you, and that Glenn's trained them so well. Now, he's been with New Skin for over 18 years, so you can just imagine the depth of his understanding of the Pharmanex products and even the dietary supplement industry. So, Glenn, I know that you're an expert on LifePak Nano because I've heard you talk about it many times. And there is so much to this product that it was virtually impossible to cover it all in one segment last week. Dr. Angela Mastaloudis did a tremendous job talking about the various organs and systems that are supported by Nano. And one of the things that she mentioned was that several of LifePak Nano's ingredients are really important to our immune system. So, but she didn't really have time to go into all the details. So if you wouldn't mind, before we launch into today's discussion on immune formula, could you please just highlight a few ingredients in LifePak Nano that do provide us with that immune support?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's helpful for our listeners to understand that LifePak Nano is it's the foundation of the supplements that we're offering from Pharmanex. So often I have people come to me and say, all right, Glenn, out of all the 50 or 60 supplements that Pharmanex offers, what's the one going to be most important for me? And the answer is always going to be LifePak Nano because it's got ingredients that are targeting so many things, including the immune system. It's kind of interesting. We did a survey on several hundred LifePak users several years ago, and among the questions that we asked them an open-ended question. What are the benefits of LifePak that you can actually feel when you're taking LifePak, the things that you actually notice? Now, remember, this is an open-ended question, so it's kind of interesting that there was a pattern to the responses that we got. The three most common benefits that people reported is they actually noticed were that LifePak gave them increased energy, better sleep, and that they got sick less frequently. Now, that's not too surprising when you take a look at some of these large national surveys which investigate the diets of tens of thousands of people. They show that Americans are consistently low on taking vitamins A, vitamin E, C, B6, and zinc. And all of these nutrients provide nutritional support to the immune system. So, as you might guess, LifePak Nano delivers notable amounts of these nutrients. One thing that I wonder if our listeners really pay attention to, those of you who take LifePak Nano, on the front of the box, you've got 9 icons, different colored circles, and each icon represents a different benefit that LifePak Nano offers. And one of them, third from the top, is a little yellow circle with a picture of some immune cells in it. And so that's representing LifePak Nano's immune system support. And for those of you who are really into this stuff, there's a fun document that you can either request from product support or you can download it from the website. If you go to the under the products tab and go under LifePak Nano, when you go into resources, you can click, I believe it's listed as ingredients panel icons. And what it's done is it's just a picture of the backside of the box of LifePak Nano and where all the ingredients are listed. But instead of having the milligram amounts shown, it takes those icons and puts them next to the ingredients. And it's kind of fun to take a look and say, oh, that's what that ingredient is in LifePak Nano for. So you can actually see the ingredients that are there to support the immune system. And I'm glancing at this document right now, and it's next to vitamin A, vitamin C, D3, vitamin E, B6, zinc, and I could go on. There's several others. Those are the ingredients that are supporting the immune system. And don't have time to go into detail as to the mechanism of all of those, but just to give you a little bit of an idea, vitamin B6 and zinc are some good examples. Nutrients that are in LifePak Nano, but they're there because vitamin B6 and zinc are both necessary to DNA replication. So every time a cell divides, that new cell needs its own copy of DNA. And when your body is launching an immune response, it has to really ramp up the immune system, and so it's making lots of these immune cells. And so here it is making these tens of thousands of these immune cells very, very quickly, and it has to be able to replicate, make new copies of DNA for each one of these new immune cells. So vitamin B6 and zinc, very necessary to allow for that rapid replication of immune cells, just to give you an idea of what some of the ingredients in LifePak Nano are doing to support the immune system.
Wow, that's great knowledge, a quick lesson there. I really had no idea about that. May I ask you just one other question? Because we get asked this a lot, too. T-Green 97, the component in LifePak Nano, the catechin component, could you just tell us, you know, roughly the equivalent cups of green tea? Because I think that could be another formula in one, and a little bit about that. And does that play into the immune system? I was asked that as a subsequent question last week.
Sure. Well, so as far as how many cups are in LifePak Nano, is that the question?
Right, exactly.
Okay. So you got the equivalent in LifePak Nano in the daily dose of a half a capsule of the tea green, and that would be equivalent to approximately 2 cups of green tea.
2 cups of green tea, of course, and it's decaffeinated, so that's important for people to know as well.
And then you asked if that plays into the immune system, and there certainly are some studies. You could probably go through every single ingredient on the LifePak Nano panel and find some research done with the immune system. And so you'll certainly find some things along the lines with green tea and immunity. And specifically, I've read some studies on green tea and its ability to increase number of white blood cells or immune cells. So it's certainly involved. Interesting, I don't think it's a major focus of green tea research. This document that I told you about that has all the icons listed next to it, green tea is not marked as an immune ingredient, so that's not the primary reason that we put it in LifePak.
Well, great. Thank you so much for that. I didn't want to get off track on that, but I was asked that question, so I knew you'd have the answer. So thanks, Glenn, for that. Now, one of the things, you know, that I love most about Nu Skin's product line is that there really is something for everyone. But I think at times that can also be a bit confusing for us when we're trying to figure out which product to use ourselves and which product is best to recommend to our customers. So one, I'd like to know, could you please tell us why do we have so many immune support products? And then secondary, is there a simple, manageable way that we can know which product really matches which specific need?
Yeah, sure. I would say perhaps more than any other category that we're offering, our immune system seems a bit daunting to people as they look at it because they're like, you know, you've got Reishi Max, AIE10 Ultra, the immune formula, and not to muddy the waters too much, certainly LifePak Nano is delivering that good foundational immune support, but Probiol PCC, a lot of people don't think of it as an immune product. We have it positioned as a digestive product, but certainly has some immune benefit to it. So a lot of people they look at all those options and they say, well, which one do I take? Well, number one, there is a reason to have so many. Immune function in the body declines with age, and so there's a lot of people out there looking for immune support. In fact, when you do surveys of supplement users, immune support is one of the first things that people are looking for. Energy is big on the list, and immune support is big on the list. So there's just a huge demand for immune products. And then the other thing is that a lot of people just have heard about things. So echinacea is an herb that's been used for hundreds, in fact, thousands of years, and perhaps I'll mention that a bit later as we talk about its historical origins. But it's something that people have heard about. They've heard about this echinacea, that it's an immune-enhancing herb. And so sometimes people come to you and they'll just they've got echinacea in their mind and they just want an echinacea product. So we've got, you know, the immune formula there to support them. But if those same individuals knew about research behind reishi mushroom, they might not be so insistent that they get just an echinacea product. So you've got people who are looking for different things, and neither of those reasons that, you know, immune support or rather immune function is declining with age and people are coming to you just looking for a certain ingredient that they've heard about, neither of those are scientific. And there certainly are scientific reasons that that we would offer different immune-supporting products. And, I'll mention some of those. But quite honestly, even when we draw out all the different mechanisms of how these different products work differently, I think that my experience is that people find the Pharmanex immune product that works best for them. So while each of the different products might come in at a different angle to give general overall immune system support, it's not going to make a difference really in the end. If you just find your favorite product, have it in the cupboard, so that's your go-to product when you feel a little tickle in the back of your throat. The other reason is price point reason, of course. Reishi Max, without a doubt, on my top two favorite list of Pharmanex products. I simply won't be caught without it. But it's not an inexpensive product. And so some people look at the price tag on there and say, that's not for me. Well, then you've got some other options. The immune formula would be a lower price point option for people to take a look at. To kind of fill out my answer for you, though, yes, there are some scientific reasons that you might grab one bottle over another, but again, I want to be very clear that I think people are just going to find their favorite immune product from Pharmanex and pull from that, and all of them are going to deliver a benefit. But because of the mechanisms of some of these, there could be a reason. When I go to my pantry, my cupboard, I've got all my Pharmanex immune products there. There are favorites that I grab depending on the symptoms. For example, AIE 10 Ultra, it contains colostrum. And the mechanism by which colostrum immunoglobulins work really starts in the digestive system. So if my symptom happens to be digestive, I'm going to go grab AIE 10 Ultra for that colostrum benefit. If I'm dealing with more of a respiratory system, I'm certainly going to grab Reishi Max because it's Reishi Max or immune formula because their mechanisms seem to start in the respiratory tract. And I suppose the last reason that people might choose one product over another is age category. Not only do I suspect we've got people on the lines who, get the sniffles themselves every once in a while, but perhaps we have some parents who are listening in and they've got kids who are coming home from school with the cold that's going around, and they want to know, well, which of these Pharmanex products are appropriate for my children. And we're a very conservative company, so we're not going to recommend any ingredients that have not been studied in children to your children. And that's where AIE 10 or AIE 10 Ultra are going to be nice choices, because those ingredients have been studied in children, very safe, as well as with the ProBio PCC. That's something that is going to be safe in children. Whereas Reishi and the ingredients in immune formula, just you don't find lots of studies in children on those ingredients. And as a conservative company, we're not going to say, hey, give this to your kids. So hopefully that gives you a general idea of why you might grab one bottle over another. But ultimately, people are going to find their favorite product, and that's going to be their go-to product anytime they feel the tickle in the back of their throat.
Wow, that's just tremendous information, especially what you just said about children, because everybody, it seems that their kids are coming down with things, and they're always asking. So it's good to know that we do have studies that have really, that have been studied in depth on the products and ingredients for children, and we can confidently recommend those. And I know, we'll be going to some of the products in more in depth in the next couple of weeks, so we don't really want to get into that today. But let me just go back to one thing you said, because it wasn't a product that I really did associate, and that's our ProBio.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of our digestive tract. And I've heard that, a bulk, maybe 70% of our immune system really resides in our gut. Would you, can you just comment on that quickly before we go into it?
Well, so you got to think about it. If you are a bacteria and you want to, invade and grow, the digestive system is really a very nice place to do that. You've got warmth, you've got moisture, you've got a lot of free food, and so it's a great place for bacteria to hang out and to penetrate into the system. And so because it's such a great place for bacteria and viruses to hang out and to make an entry into your system, that's where the body has to put up a lot of its defenses, and the number that you threw out of 70% is exactly right. 70% of the immune system focused on the digestive system and protecting that barrier, that border between the external world. We think of it as being inside of us, but really a scientist thinks of the alimentary canal, the digestive system, as being still part of the outside world. It's almost like a donut. Think of a donut as the hole in the center. You put your finger through that hole, well, it's still kind of the outside of the donut, and it's still kind of the inside of the donut. And that's how scientists think of the digestive system. So a great place for bacteria and viruses to penetrate in, because it's the border between the external world and the internal body.
Boy, terrific. Thank you so much for that explanation. As always, give us graphic things that we can grab onto and explain to people.
And maybe I should add one more thing with that is where ProBio PCC comes in is, here it is a probiotic. It's a live healthy, friendly bacteria, and it colonizes the lining of our digestive system so that the bad neighbors can't move in. It's completely occupied, so none of the other guys can move in. And so that's part of its mechanism. It does something else, and we won't get into it, although it's so tempting to get into the fun details.
Okay, well, thank you so much. So obviously we've just learned we've got to have nano on an ADR, one of our most important products, and probably probio too. So thanks so much. Now, all of this gives us a good context so that we can really understand our product of the day, which is immune formula. And on the bottle I'm reading, it says promotes a healthy immune system. So can you kind of, take us to the next level of understanding and tell us how does it do that and all the good things about this product?
Yeah. Well, for me, Paula, I can speak a little more, I'm a little more at ease answering questions and getting into the scientific details if I can speak in terms of the individual ingredients. And not so much the product at this point. There's certain regulations set by the FDA and claims that I'm not allowed to make. But if I talk about the individual ingredients, I'm a little more at ease and can speak a bit more freely. So let me do that. So I'm not talking about immune formula yet, but I am looking at the ingredients that you will associate with being in immune formula. So listen with a keen ear.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the back of a bottle here myself. First ingredient, vitamin C. And I think a lot of people associate vitamin C with immunity, and that's great because there's a lot of good research to support it. I wish to death that I could have all of our listeners today in an audience and I could be drawing pictures and showing them some of the mechanisms, how this works, because the immune system is really quite a complicated system. In fact, I frequently tell people the only system in the body that's more complicated than the immune system is the female hormone cycle, which I have wrapped my brain around, but it's a tough one. So here you've got all these different nutrients, and they're working on different aspects of the immune system. And over the phone, it's just not going to work for me to try to describe some of these mechanisms. I'm going to lose our listeners, and it's just going to be a bit too complex. But vitamin C, people associate with the immune system, and rightly so. A lot of good research behind it. But one of the things, immune system is a bit different than, perhaps our digestive system or our nervous system, because the immune system is kind of like a traveling circus. My digestive system stays put, whereas I get, a splinter in my finger, and it gets infected, and my immune system has to travel over there and battle the bacteria that came in with that splinter. So it's a bit different because it's a traveling system. And vitamin C, one of the areas that has been researched is vitamin C enhances immune cells' ability to be mobile. It just allows them to move around a little more freely. So I think that's an interesting tidbit for people to know about vitamin C, despite the fact that they've known, and mothers have been pushing vitamin C on their kids for decades, if not, nearly 100 years now, offering things like orange juice. So there's a little tidbit on vitamin C. And then as you look at the ingredient panel, three different ingredients come next. You've got echinacea, golden seal, and arabinogalactans. And I think a lot of people have heard of echinacea. The Latin name is listed there, echinacea purpurea. Purpurea actually means purple. You can almost hear that in the word. And I bet you a lot of our listeners have seen echinacea flowers growing around. And if you've never seen them, hop on the internet, do an image search for echinacea. I don't know if you'd call it a pretty flower. I don't know that anybody would hand a bouquet of echinacea flowers to their wife here as Valentine's Day comes up. But as the name indicates, echinacea purpurea, it's a purple flower. In fact, the common name is purple cone flower. And it has this very odd center of the flower that stands up almost like a pine cone. It's really quite tall, a couple inches. And then you've got these purple petals that kind of hang down. So a lot of people have probably seen them growing in herb gardens around. But in fact, all three of these ingredients, echinacea, golden seal, and arabinogalactans, kind of have their history rooted in Native Americans. And so it was Native Americans who taught settlers to use echinacea, this flower, the leaves and the root, taught them to use it for immune-stimulating properties. And so modern day science has certainly substantiated that. And then golden seal, another plant, not as pretty a flower. In fact, if you take a look at the plant golden seal, it almost looks like a giant either maple leaf or grape leaf with a little tiny flower growing up through it. So you look at the plant, it just looks like a big leaf that's hovering over the ground with a little flower growing up, and the flower itself is not so noteworthy, not a pretty flower, but it's really the root that the Indians taught settlers to use. In fact, the Indians, they use the root. If you take a look at the root, it's this brilliant yellow color. And not only did they use it for its immune-stimulating properties, but they also used it to dye their clothes and to make war paint. And so when you saw Indians with yellow war paint on, that's what you were looking at. You were looking at golden root extract, or I'm sorry, golden seal extract that they had turned into a face paint. And so as you think about this ingredient being used in a product intended for the immune system, kind of think of it as the battle, the war against bacteria and viruses, because golden seal has that ability against bacteria and viruses.
Wow.
And then let me just give a comment here on the last two ingredients. Arabinogalactans, kind of a big mouthful. Not a lot of people say that. it comes from a tree known as the larch tree. And again, this has its history among the Native Americans. The larch tree falls into it's a pine tree, and so it's in that family. It's got needles and cones, but it's unique because it's deciduous. It loses its needles once a year, which is not typical. Mostly our pine trees are evergreen, and they keep their needles throughout the year. But you've probably seen this on pine trees. You see the sap that comes down on their bark. We refer to it as a resin. And Indians would take that resin and they would chew on it for its immune-stimulating benefit. In fact, I remember when I was a little boy walking through a forest with my grandmother, who was born in 1905, and she pulled some of this resin off of a pine tree. And I probably was 6 years old at the time, so I can't remember what kind of pine tree it was. But she told me that when she was a little girl, her and her brothers and sisters chewed that as gum, and they called it Indian gum, which I find kind of interesting.
Right.
I have absolutely no idea what kind of pine trees my grandmother did it with, but apparently that was a practice that a lot of Native Americans used with other pine trees, and this larch tree, being in the pine family, had this resin come down, and they would chew that resin for its immune-stimulating benefit. And modern-day science has identified these arabinogalactans that are in that resin that have immune-supporting benefits. Okay, so those are kind of my three Native American ingredients. That's where their history fell. And the last ingredient that I'm going to talk about is the plant sterols. And specifically, our plant sterols are focused in on a particular sterol known as beta-cytosterol, or some people say beta-cytosterol. And that's a compound that's found throughout plant and vegetables and fruit life. And so if you're eating a really good diet, you're getting a lot of these plant sterols, this beta-cytosterol. But the supplemental amount that we're providing here in this is really a significant amount, and certainly an amount that has been studied in research to support immune properties, to just help those immune cells in their various different activities. So that's kind of an overview of the ingredients, not yet talking about the product, because then when I flip gears and I talk about immune formula as a product, I don't get to say that, if I take a look at echinacea, you see a lot of studies that take a look at the fact that that echinacea reduces the frequency and the duration of the common cold. I'm not allowed to say that about immune formula. FDA regulates that. So when I'm talking about immune formula, really what I get to say is it promotes a healthy immune system, and that's right on the front of the label.
Understandably so very, very, very good. No wonder you're so good at what you do, and you've got all this information stored in your brain. I see it's in your heritage now.
Yeah.
You come by this naturally. But that, I really, to tell you, did not know how you were going to make this so interesting, but it was fascinating, and I'm really glad that we are recording these calls so we can go back and digest all of this that you've told us. Fascinating. But, I have one thing that's still kind of lingering in my mind, and that's the the recommended usage of immune formula, because it's a bit different from some of our other products, which are mostly concerned with, you know, for daily consumption. But the directions on the label of immune formula tell us that it's really intended only for short-term use. So why is that? Why isn't it an everyday product?
Well, you know, quite honestly, that's somewhat of a traditional suggestion. There's really no research to say that you should not take some of these ingredients continuously. It's kind of based on the theory that the immune system, being different from other systems, isn't intended to be running at 100% all of the time, because it's kind of got a stinky job to do. It's creating free radicals, quite honestly. We talk so much with our LifePak products and the Biophotonic Scanner about the importance of antioxidants, but in our body we have some real roles where free radicals are necessary, and that's part of what immune cells are doing. They create some free radicals in a very localized, controlled setting where they can create free radicals, and they use those free radicals as a weapon against bacteria and viruses. And so when the immune system is ramped up, it's creating some free radicals in a localized controlled setting. So you don't want that system running at full blast all the time. That's the theory, at least. When I was trying to trace back where this recommendation came that echinacea not be taken continuously, it actually came back to one of the members of our SAB over in Europe. And so I contacted him and said, hey, where does this recommendation come from? And he said, you know what, there's no research. It really is based in the theory. But, you know, that said, this product is recommended to be taken for about 2 weeks. And then you need to take a one-week rest period. And then if you want to, you can go back on it.
Okay.
But, you know, that is different from our other products. But I think most people aren't dealing with the sniffles and the tickle in the back of their throat that long. And, in fact, most people recognize, and when you take a look at how long it takes the body to launch an immune response, it takes about 5 days to ramp up and create all the immune cells to actually make an attack. And most people will report that when they get sick, you know what, it was about a week that I was out of commission. And it makes a lot of sense when you take a look at physiologically how long it takes the immune system to ramp up, make its attack, and then die back down. So I don't think people are going to need to take this product 365 days a year. It's more you take it for 2 weeks, you take a rest period, and then you can reevaluate some things.
Okay, well, that's fantastic information, all of it. I wish we had time to go on. It looks like this went fast. We're out of time. Let me just, real quick, one quick question that people have asked specifically about echinacea and things, and you mentioned it when you mentioned roots and different things, and that's our 6S quality process. Could you just really just quickly tell why that is so important when we're dealing with ingredients like this, that people understand that, you know, we are using the active components, and they are different from others that are out there. Any comment on that?
Well, because I have to be quick, I think you're right. Substantiation is one of the 6S steps that we take, and don't have time to give examples for all 6 of them, but substantiation, meaning is there really science behind these ingredients? If you were to go into your local health food store and say and ask the attendant, hey, where's your immune support, you're going to see, you know, probably upwards of 50 different herbs there. And there's precious few of those herbs that have actually been researched to really, really, truly be shown to support the immune system. And then of those who have herbs that have been shown to support the immune system, are companies actually making the extracts to make sure they get the active compound out? And quite honestly, Paula, sometimes we don't know the active compound, and so we found ways, and these are recognized, agreed upon ways that science has said, look, we're not sure which of all these hundreds of compounds in echinacea or golden seal are the actual active compound, but we do know that if you do your extraction process following these steps, that you do get whatever the active component is. And sometimes it might not be one active component. It might be a whole system of different compounds that come that work in synergy with each other. So when we do our extraction of these, we're making sure that we follow the established extraction processes to make sure that we get a standardized amount of certain compounds out of it to make sure that you're getting the effect that you would get that the Native Americans discovered.
Okay. Well, Glenn, thank you so much. We are out of time. I love listening to you. You really give us such a good base of knowledge and gives us the confidence to go out and talk about them. And so thanks for taking your time today. I know you're working on so many projects and very busy, and we really appreciate you taking the time and everything that you do for us on the training end and everything else always. So thanks so much. Have a great day yourself.
Well, thanks, Paula.